You're listening to one of the most iconic stations in the nation. An American original. Talk Radio 77 WABC and WABCRadio.com.
Henry Weingarten is a highly respected analyst based here in New York City, and it's always good to hear Henry's view of the markets.
Well, at the moment, the market is rather pleased by the Iran news. I'm a bit skeptical, but we're certainly happy. And oil is down below 80 and going to hit our first target of 69 if nothing else changes, which is a positive. However, our general view is that the summer will be toppy to down, and as a matter of fact, this current week may be the top short term. So we have to look at that, and we're looking at potentially writing some October calls as well as some shorts. But that's a counter trend. The big news, of course, is SpaceX. At the moment, fundamentals don't matter. The question is, if you buy it for your grandchildren, will it be worth more as they mature? Short term, the astrology is positive for SpaceX. However, when we get to September, October, I think you're going to find less generous views of the market. And I think we'll see in 2027 some lawsuits. We're just preparing now our astrotechnicals of it. The SpaceX is between 200 and 225, can go as high as 300, and certainly can go lower than the 150. But that will take a series of times. At the moment, it has momentum with it, and the market's paying attention to it. So let's talk about what we think you should do if the markets are toppy. Many professional investors are raising cash levels to as high as 20, which is almost historic, to allow for possible short-term drops. We have divided future views into three areas. The first is if you have a challenging economy, and for that we recommend precious metals and security, both physical and digital. Then we look at stocks that do well in good times or bad, and that's entertainment and beauty and longevity. And then we look at companies that have strong money flows, and that's space, defense, energy. And we include also AI and rare earths, although the latter two have a lot of companies that are going to be non-successful. If you recall the internet times, there were many companies made money short-term and disappeared. And you're going to see that. We believe in the AI space and the rare earth space. But of course, there'll be winners there as well. You just have to be a little bit stricter. We recently had a number of companies presenting for us in New York, and one of them, Vizsla Silver, which was one of our favorite silver companies, ran into some problems, not their own fault, several months ago, and now is coming back up. It's one of what we consider one of the easy doubles, and if we are taking a view of 2 years or less, probably 18 months would be appropriate for something here. So that's something that we recommend everyone take a look at. Another company, since we had precious metals events, is DRD Gold, which is a very environmentally friendly company. It cleans up the environment, gets gold, no execution risk, and most important, has very solid growth plans. So those of you that are concerned about how gold is being mined, DRD Gold is one of our favorites. Then we had a few companies that are in the exploration area. These are high risk. They may go up 10 times or they may not go up at all and go down. So we're going to just briefly mention four that we recently had. And for some people, this is appropriate if you like aggressive stocks. If you don't, they're not for you. Silver Acadia, Exploration, Silver One Resources, Silver North, and give you a gold company, Stakeholder Gold. If you want to play the gold space, however, and don't want to have much downside risk and much of the upside, then royalties are the way to play. And for that, we recommend Elemental Royalty. So again, just looking back at the moment, the market's mesmerized by SpaceX. That can continue for about another month, and then the situation is going to change there. Those of you that are playing it short term, I will want to do something no later than September, October. As for the market being toppy, it may go a little bit more, but the risk reward is changing. Make hay when the sun shines. And again, if you wouldn't buy something at today's prices, you may want to put some stops in there. You may want to reduce a little bit and certainly have some cash available if the market does do some hiccups.
Henry, thank you for your insights. Henry Weingarten, a closely followed market analyst based here in New York City.
The number one talk station in the nation, 77 WABC, New York. From Wall Street to Washington to your wallet, you're listening to The Larry Kudlow Show.